21 years ago, in the year 2001, just after the church and the whole world had celebrated the turn of the millennium and all of those many celebrations of the year 2000, with the turn of the new year, St. John Paul II published one of the key documents of his pontificate, which was a letter to the world laying out for the church what the church's mission would be in the third millennium for the next 1,000 years. And in the course of his reflections on that theme, the Holy Father said this: "The time has come to re-propose wholeheartedly to everyone the high standard of ordinary Christian living." The high standard of ordinary Christian living. He was challenging us, challenging the world to recognize that as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, what is meant to be ordinary for us every day is a very high standard. And I think of all the different gospel passages that perhaps bring that home to us, today's is probably the most intense, conveying to us just how high this standard is of ordinary Christian living. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Turn the other cheek. From one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Stop judging. Stop condemning. It's a high standard that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us today in these words of his sermon so many years ago. Why does Jesus set the standard so high? Especially we recognize our own weakness and frailty, our own difficulty in living up to these words. Why does he give us such a high goal to live? Well, he answers that question, actually, in the course of his words today. When he says, "If you live this way, you will be children of the Most High." You see, our Lord knew well, perfectly one as he was with the Most High Father and with the Holy Spirit, that what he had just told the people, what he had just laid out as this high standard for their lives, was nothing other than the way that God loves us. And if we truly want to be children of the Most High, if we want to be the sons and daughters of God that Jesus came to make us, then we have to live this way. We have to love as God loves, which is why he then said, summing it all up, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." The standard is so high because to be a Christian means to live like Christ. And this is how Christ has loved us, is it not? This is one of the amazing things about God, one of the principles of the incarnation, the Word becoming flesh, that we see time and again in so many ways, that God is not a distant God who simply commands from on high and then sits back and watches our every move to see if we obey his command. But instead, he comes among us in the flesh and lives the very command that he gives us. And if ever we forget that this is precisely what Jesus did among us, all we have to do is look to the crucifix. Because there on the cross, Jesus lived these words to the most radical extreme. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Offer the other cheek. From the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Is that not precisely what Christ did in each moment of his passion? And that's good news, because in the end, you and I, and not just those Roman soldiers 2,000 years ago, are the enemies, the persecutors, who led our Lord to the cross. we sinners are responsible for his suffering there. And yet, he didn't condemn us for that, but he loved us even unto death and saved us. And so it is that we then are called to love in this same way. And not only does Jesus give us the example on the cross, but recognizing how frail and weak we are, the effects of sin in our lives, that we can't fulfill this command on our own strength and power, he gives us his strength and power. We call it grace, to make it possible for us to live this high standard of ordinary Christian living. Thanks be to God for what we are gathered here for, the Holy Mass, where from this altar, torrents of divine grace pour forth for us to equip us, to make it possible for us to live this kind of life. I'd offer two practical bits of advice about how to live this high standard that Jesus gives us. The first bit of advice, when we find ourselves struggling to love someone, whether that's kind of the fleeting struggle of someone who just cut me off in traffic, or the deep abiding struggle of a profound wound from a close relative or friend who has wronged us, or anything in between, when we find ourselves struggling to love someone, we can look to the cross. And we can recall that this person that I'm struggling to love is someone that Christ went to the cross for. Someone whose soul Christ found worthy of suffering and dying to redeem. And that simple move can soften my heart and invite me into a share in that kind of love. Maybe even we could keep a small crucifix in our pocket. If you keep a rosary in your pocket, the crucifix is there. That in those moments when we struggle to love another, we can even touch the cross and be reminded in that tangible way of the Lord's gift of his grace and his strength to help us to love as he is loved. The second bit of practical advice that I would offer lies behind those two doors at the back of the church. Confession. Go to confession often. Because when we go to confession, we receive the Father's mercy. We experience in our own hearts the love of God for us. And that spurs us on to love as he loves. And there in that sacrament, he gives us the grace we need to love as he loves. There's great power in the confessional, where Christ waits to love us and to strengthen us with his grace. Today, Jesus Christ proposes to us the high standard of ordinary Christian living. How will we respond? Can we find it in ourselves, the willingness to open our hearts with deep trust in the power of God and his grace to bring it about that we will love in this way? St. Patrick, pray for us.